Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for coming once again. So yesterday we have seen through many things, but in little fast pace. Just today we'll once again revise that, and then we'll cover the remaining portion. So in this covers from chapter 121 to 24. All these four chapters are covered with respect to the movement of different planets and stars. So we were reading Prabhupada's letter to His Holiness Sarut Damodar Goswami Maharaj. So Prabhupada says, now our PhDs must collaborate and study the fifth canto to make a model for building the Vedic planetarium. This is Prabhupada's desire for the Vedic planetarium temple in the Mayapur. My final decision is that the universe is just like a tree with root upwards. Just as a tree has branches and leaves, so the universe is also composed of planets which are fixed up in the tree, like the leaves, flowers, fruits, etc. Prabhupada is actually referring to 15th chapter, first verse of Bhagavad Gita, Urdhva Moolam Adha Shakam. So then he further says, so now all you PhDs, this is Prabhupada referring to all the BI scientists, carefully study the details of the fifth canto and make a working model of the universe. If we can explain the passing seasons, eclipses, phases of the moon, passing of day and night, etc., then it will be very powerful propaganda. So Prabhupada wanted them to build up a wonderful working model so that will help us to preach Krishna consciousness in scientific manner. So initially Prabhupada wanted these four things. There is another letter with 13 instructions, 13 different things Prabhupada wanted. That is a big letter. This is a subset of that. So passing of day and night, phases of the moon, our eclipses and passing of seasons. How these things are natural phenomena, how it is happening through the explanation of Bhagavatam, if we can explain, that will be a nice propaganda. So that we can have a dialogue with modern science. So that was Srila Prabhupada wanted. So to fulfill the desire of Srila Prabhupada, many people since that time working on this project. So they wanted to do something for Prabhupada. Initially, his Sadaput Prabhu worked on this particular fifth canto. He developed a mathematical modeling of the entire universe. He released a CD also based on that, The Mysteries of the Sacred Universe. Then he also published a book. And then later on, His Holiness Dhananjaya Goswami Maharaj also did a lot of research, and they also published a book, Vedic Cosmology, along with the DVD. So now TOVP team is working on this. So they currently, at least things have come together, and they are building up the temple. So they wanted to show something in the temple.
So at the bottom of the planetary display, we have Shesha holding up the earth. This is Shesh, the empowered incarnation. There we have.
So whatever is shown in this animation, this is what they are going to put up in the main temple dome, where Radha Madhava Ashtasakhi, the Panchatattva and all Guru Parampara, that main temple altar. From the top, this will be hanging down.
Of Ananta speaking Bhagavatam to the four Kumaras, and above, the seven subterranean planets. Here we can see Jambudweep, the central island of Bhumandala, and Bharat Varsha is situated on the southern side of that. It's eight other Varshas, with Ilavrata Varsha in the center, various supporting mountains with large trees upon them, described in Srimad Bhagavatam. In the very center of Ilavrata Varsha is Mount Meru, Golden Mountain. Atop Mount Meru are the cities of important demigods, Lord Brahma in the center, eight Dikpalas in the cardinal directions and subdirections. Moving out, we can see the broader Bhumandala, seven concentric islands and oceans surrounding them. The seventh of these islands is Pushkaradweep. On that island is Manasotra Mountain, and on the mountain there is various cities of demigods such as Indra. Out further is Lokaloka Mountain. These large elephants stand atop Lokaloka Mountain to balance Bhumandala. Outside of Lokaloka Mountain is Aloka Varsha, which is dark. The rays of the sun and the other luminaries extend up to Lokaloka Mountain. On Manasotra Mountain here on Pushkaradweep, the sun travels above this mountain at the southernmost point of its annual orbit. Above Bhumandala is Bhuvarloka, which is the residence of the Charanas, Siddhas, Yakshas, Gandharvas, And above there is Swargaloka, beginning from the sun and extending up to the pole star Dhruvaloka. This is the moving part of the planetary display. Here we can see the sun and the moon moving in their chariots. The chariots are being drawn by horses moving in the anti-clockwise direction, but they're traveling with the wheel of time moving in the clockwise direction faster, so it looks as if they're moving backwards. Above them the zodiac of stars, more planets, and another realm of stars. So here we can see everything moving with the Kala Chakra, circumambulating the axis that connects Mount Meru with Dhruvaloka. Above these planets, we come to the planet of the seven sages, the Saptarshi. You can see them here, they're commonly known as the Big Dipper, and then Dhruvaloka, the pole star. On the ocean of milk situated there, Kshiradakshaya Vishnu, who is the Paramatma within everyone's heart, he resides on Anantashesh. Moving up beyond there, we have Mahaloka, Janaloka, Tapaloka, and Satyaloka. In this video, we haven't included many of the details for there, but on Mahaloka, Janaloka, Tapaloka, we have residences of the Lord, such as Lord Varaha, Lord Vamana, and so on. Here's Brahmaloka, and on Brahmaloka, we also have a form of the Lord, Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, as the Sahasra Shirsha Purush. Beyond there is the seven coverings of the universe, earth, water, fire, etc. And outside of the universes is the abode of Lord Shiva, Shiva Loka. There he resides eternally. Beyond Shiva Loka, we come to Mahavishnu, Karanodakshaya Vishnu, with innumerable universes that are emanating from the pores of his transcendental body. Here you can see him being served by Rama Devi. Then we come to the Brahmajyoti, the effulgence of the Lord's transcendental body. Penetrating through the Brahmajyoti, we come to the Vaikuntha planets. We're showing 24 planets of the Vaikuntha realm in this model. The Lord, with four arms, is holding the conch, disc, club, and lotus, and the various combinations of those four make 24. Then we come to Goloka Vrindavan. Here we can see Radha Madhava, but we'll also be showing the other primary rasas, Krishna with the cowherd boys, Krishna being served, Krishna with Mother Yashoda. So this is an overview of the planetary display to be shown in the main dome of the temple.
So this is what they are going to, this is the whole structure what you have seen in the animation. So from the top of the dome, it will be hanging down. So this middle portion, which will be moving the whatever Navagrahas and all the stars and all. So this is the, you see here different chariots. This is moon, this is sun, this is Bhumandala, this one is constellations. These are again other planets, upper planets. This is Saptarishi Mandala, all those. This is how it looks from the bottom. This is what we have seen in that animation. So now, again, one more video. Srila Prabhupada's letter, actually what Srila Prabhupada wanted.
In a letter to Bhakti Swarup Damodar Swami, Srila Prabhupada delineated four phenomena to be explained in the planetarium.
He explained the passing seasons, the eclipses and the phases of the moon, and the passing of day, night, etc. Then it will be a very powerful propaganda.
The literature of that period contains a wealth of cosmological knowledge encoded in Sanskrit, arguably the world's oldest language. This knowledge has the potential to enrich our understanding of the cosmos we live in. A fundamental principle of Vedic cosmology is the existence of a dual reality, material and non-material. Here we see the non-material sky filled with innumerable planets of permanent stature. Among these, the topmost planet, Goloka, is shaped like a lotus flower, and it is here that the super-intelligent designer of the cosmos, Sri Krishna, resides with his associates. Om, Although knowledge of the non-material realm remains beyond ordinary perception, the Vedic knowledge of the material cosmos has been recognized as...
This is Jantar Mantar in Jaipur. So, it is in Jaipur, in the palace where Sri Sri Radha Govindji's deities are there, the same palace they are there. So they constructed it as per the astronomical calculations given in the astrological books. So this here we can see how exactly the based on sun's movement, we can find out what exactly the time now, what is the tithi today, what is the month now, where we are in Shukra Paksha, Krishna Paksha, Uttarayana, Dakshina, all those things can be calculated based on this, all these constructions.
Extraordinary by many eminent Western thinkers.
As in Hindu mythology, it is a continual dance of creation and destruction involving the whole cosmos, the basis of all existence and of all natural phenomena. Long before it became a scientific aspiration to estimate the age of the earth, many elaborate systems of the world chronology had been devised by the sages of antiquity. The most remarkable of these occult timescales is that of the ancient Hindus. Indian cosmologists, the first to estimate the age of the earth at more than 4 billion years, they came closest to the modern ideas of atomism, quantum physics. To the philosophers of India, however, relativity is no new discovery, just as the concept of light years is no matter for astonishment to people used to thinking of time in millions of kalpas. A kalpa is about 4,320,000 years.
So we have read in the letter that Prabhupada wanted four things to be explained in the Temple of Vedic Pandurium. So Idolina Dhanal Goswami Maharaj presented the four phenomena in this video.
Just as in a house, electricity regulates coolness, heat, light, sound, etc., so the sun's rays control heat and cold, day and night, summer and winter, darkness and light, throughout the universe. The Vedic geocentric model explains how the sun moves around the pole star, situated vertically above Earth's north pole. As the sun goes around the earth globe, we experience day and night. The stationary earth, unlike the pole star, does not revolve on its own axis, though it is slightly tilted toward the pole star. During summer in the northern hemisphere, the north pole experiences...
Kindly observe, not only sun, all the stars are moving in the clockwise direction. Whatever stars there in the space, everything is moving.
So 6 months of daylight. Conversely, during summer in the southern hemisphere, the south pole experiences 6 months of daylight. These six-month periods correspond to a day and night for the demigods living in the heavenly planetary system. Vedic cosmology accounts for this phenomena by the vertical motion of the sun, technically called Uttarayana and Dakshinayana. The sun moves upward on an incline for half a year and then downward for the next half. This motion produces two effects on Earth, namely the changing of the seasons and the varying durations of day and night. Ordinary vision sees the sun to be a mere globe of fire. However, celestial vision reveals a personality residing over the sun. His name is Vivasvan, and he rides on a golden chariot pulled by seven divine horses at a speed of 16,000 miles per second. The chariot has one wheel which moves on celestial Manasotara mountain. The horizontal shaft is linked to the axial hub of the universe, Mount Meru, and the diagonal shaft is linked to the pole star. With each circular path, the wheel gradually moves laterally inward for 6 months and then outward for 6 months. Similar to the chariot's vertical motion, this lateral action fine-tunes seasonal changes on Earth. When the orbital motion of the sun is viewed from above, its illumination is seen to extend out to half of the greater Earth plane. During its orbit, the sun passes over the four cities situated in the four cardinal directions. The city over which the sun is passing experiences moon, and the city in the opposite direction experiences midnight. The two other cities experience sunrise and sunset. The zodiac is a conceptual celestial plate encompassing the entire sky. Like the face of a clock, the zodiac is divided into 12 divisions of 30 degrees each, called signs of the zodiac, or rashis. Each named according to the constellation of stars residing within them, these signs serve as a set of reference markers for measuring the movements of the moon, sun, and the planets. The zodiac completes one clockwise revolution of 360 degrees in every 24-hour period. The moon travels through the zodiac, but due to its slow...
Kindly observe, the zodiac is moving. In 24 hours, it comes back to the original position. And also, stars are also moving. So, some of the stars are called zodiac, but there are innumerable stars in the space. They are also moving along with the zodiac, with the same speed as the rough zodiac.
For angular velocity, it completes only about 347 degrees in 24 hours, falling behind by about 13 degrees. The day after the new moon day, we see one moon phase. The next day, the moon again completes 347 degrees, and we see the moon in its second phase. In this way, the moon appears to travel in the opposite direction through the zodiac. This is also called retrograde motion. Thus, the phases of the moon increase each day for 15 days until the full moon. Then the moon's phases decrease gradually by one phase each day until the dark moon night. The Srimad Bhagavatam describes the vertical positions of the planetary orbits. First above the Earth plane is the sun at a height of 0.8 million miles. Next higher comes the moon at 1.6 million miles, followed by the nakshatras, 28 stars, at twice the height, then Venus, Mercury, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Saptarishi constellation, and then finally the pole star at a height of 30.4 million miles. Although the sun is 0.8 million miles above the Earth plane, its horizontal distance from the Earth is much greater. Although varying with the seasons, the mean Earth-sun distance works out to be approximately 100 million miles. 80,000 miles below the sun is a dark or invisible planet named Rahu. When this planet comes between Earth and the sun on the new moon day, or Amavasya, while the moon is in the same conjunction or straight line, a solar eclipse takes place. The eclipse is full for those on Earth who are situated in line with the conjunction, while others may see it partially. Similarly, when Rahu comes between the Earth and the moon on the full moon day, or Purnima, while the sun is in the same conjunction, a lunar eclipse takes place. This is seen by anyone on Earth who can see the moon. The eclipse is either full or partial depending on the movement of Rahu. At least 5,000 years ago, the Vedas were able to predict eclipses precisely. This science is still used today with the same extraordinary accuracy.
So these are some videos explaining the things which we are going to explain in the presentation. So yesterday we have covered, so basically, just to brief you, some of the devotees could not present yesterday. We'll just briefly go through. Yesterday we were discussing the orbit of the planets. So So this is explained in 23rd chapter. So Sukadeva Goswami through analogy explains that just like bulls are moving around to thresh rice, to remove the rice from the paddy of the rice, similarly all the planets are moving around the pole star, being driven by the Dakshinavruta Pravaha wind, because they are going from Purva, east to southern direction. That's why it is called Dakshinavruta Pravaha wind. And these planets never fall down because they are controlled by matter, the Supreme Lord, and their past karmas. Just like the birds and the clouds never fall down, these planets also never fall down. That is the analogy given. And all the planets move in clockwise direction, being turned by Parvartaka Pravaha wind, and they do not fall down because they are controlled by their karma, all these things. They are moved by their karma. That's why it is called Karma Sarathaya. The chariot driver of all the planets is their karma. Karma Sarath. Karma acts like a Sarathi. And they are all moving around the pole star. Who is this pole star? This pole star is actually established by the Supreme Lord, and it acts like the pivot for all luminaries which are there in the outer space. Jyotirgana means stars. Graha means all the Navagrahas, now of 9 planets. Nakshatra Adinam, the constellations and etc. They all rotate around it in a clockwise direction. How they are rotating? By the inconceivable force of the Supreme Lord, they are all connected to pole star and they are rotating around pole star. This we can call it as gravitational pull, according to modern terms, the Avyakta Ramhasa. And pole star is, without being moved by any of these things, it always shines constantly. These navigators, those who go in the, at least few decades back, those who are traveling in the ships, they would see the pole star and they would understand which direction we are in. They would use it as a landmark. So this is how they are, all the nakshatras, planets, everything is connected to pole star through a rope made up of pravahas. They are called winds. Vata Rashmi, they are also called Vata Rashmi. A rope made up of air. So pole star is controlling their movements. So these are all some images what we have seen from the very day one. So then, how exactly pole star is controlling all of them? Actually, the Supreme Lord manifests himself into as Kala Chakra Gata or Zodiac Belt or Time Wheel, whatever we can say. So Bhagavatam explained that Lord himself expanded as this Kala Chakra, and he divided himself into 12 parts and then 6 groups. So the 12 spokes of a time wheel is considering to 12 months of a year, and the 6 are considered into 6 rims are considered into 6 seasons, and the 3 hubs are considered to 3 set of 4 months in a year. So that's why the sun travels in the zodiac belt. This zodiac belt acts like the orbit for the sun, and the sun enjoys 12 months in an orbit of samvatsara. This orbit is called samvatsara. So basically this zodiac belt is nothing but set of stars formed in a particular shape, and they are spread all across. So how they are situated? So there is some images how the time wheel we can conceive of. This is the time wheel. There are the 12 spokes of the wheel. These are the 6 rims. And this is how the time wheel moves through every day. It makes one round. Like that, it continues to move till the end of Brahma's day. So this is the analogy is given with respect to a chariot wheel or bullock cart wheel. So we can see 12 spokes and 6 rims and hub. This is another one we can see. So when we give the names to all the each spoke, they are called with different names: Makara, Kumbha, Meena, Mesha, Vrishabha, Mithuna, Karaka, Simha, Kanya. Why these names are given? Because the stars, the group of stars in that particular location, when you draw a line among them, it looks like that particular living being. That's why they are getting that name. So this is also moving in clockwise direction. So all this is how they are getting. So next image we'll see that these are the group of stars. When you draw a line connecting all of them, it gets a shape. That shape is almost connected to that particular living entity. For example, we can see this is like lion. Looks like a kind of shape like lion. That's why this particular constellation is called Leo. In Sanskrit, it's called Simha Rashi. Like this is like scorpion. Though this is called Scorpio or Vrishika Rashi. So like that, all the 12 zodiac signs gets their names because of the alignment of the stars in a particular formation. Ah, yeah, all these are visible. You can see through your telescope or something like that. These are all visible in the space, outer space. So then, Bhagavatam talks about 28 constellations. This we have already discussed in when we were discussing the position of all the grahas. So they are actually 27, but Abhijit sometimes adds to them. That's how it becomes 28. They also move along with the time wheel. They do not have separate motion. They move just like the time wheel, being fixed to the time wheel. And each constellation is further divided into four parts for astrological calculations that we have discussed yesterday. There are 27 constellations, but there are only 12 zodiac signs. When they are fixed, how they are fixed, that we said that 27 by 12, that becomes 2.25. So when you make it to round figure, it becomes 9 parts. Every 0.25 becomes 1 part like that, so that we can properly explain where they are exactly situated. So yesterday we have shown this table. So these bold letters are the 12 zodiac signs. Capricorn, Aquarius, Pisces, or Makara, Kumbha, Mina, these are 12 zodiac signs. So these are 27 nakshatras, starting with Uttarashada, Shravana, Dhanishta, Shatabhisha, Purvabhadra, Purvabhadra, again Uttarabhadra, Revati, Ashwini, Bharani, Kritika, like this. The 27 nakshatras are spread all over the zodiac belt. So there are only 9 parts are fixed in each zodiac sign. You see, Uttarashada 3 parts, 2, 3, 4, Shravana 4 parts, Dhanishta 2 parts. In total will be 9 parts. Like that, all these are fixed like this. This is their locations. So every zodiac sign, you see 9 parts of the constellations are there. 2 plus 4 plus 3, 9. 1 plus 4 plus 4, 9, like that. This we can see in a circular image form. It is like this. There are 12 zodiac signs, 1, 2, 3, all the way up to 12. This is how it is, each 30 degrees in terms of degrees. And there are 27 constellations, 1, 2, all the way 27. So each constellation is further divided into 4 parts. When you take one particular zodiac sign, in that there are 4 plus 4 plus 1. 9 parts of 3 constellations are there. This is one constellation, this is one constellation. This is only 1/4 of the third constellation. That's how there are 9 parts of 3 constellations. These are all helpful in terms of astrological calculations. They will use in which pada sun is moving and moon is moving like that. So this is always moving in clockwise direction. So if we see, same thing in a circular formation, we see. These are 27 stars. From here we start Ashwini, Bharani, Kritika, like that, all the way it goes around and comes back to Revati, the Revati last one. This is the 12 zodiac signs. This is how they are connected. If you see here, these here, this span, both are starting together. Ashwini and Aries or Mesha, both are starting together. And 4 parts of Ashwini and 4 parts of Bharani. Only one part of Kritika will be there in Mesha. And the remaining 3 parts are in this. Rohini 4 parts and Mrigashira 2 parts will be in this. That's how it is 9 parts of 3 constellations. Like there, they are fixed to time wheel. The time wheel along with the nakshatra is constantly rotating in clockwise direction. Every day, that is equal to one rotation of time wheel. So Abhijit constellation, whenever it comes in between Uttarashada and Shravana. Here only at this location it comes. This is the location wherever, whenever Abhijit comes, it comes here. This is simulation image. This is how constantly rotating all the stars and constellations. So yesterday we discussed about, out of 4, first we discussed about how day and night is happening, how the rising and setting are happening. So sun situated in the middle of the universe, heats up and lights up the universe. So yesterday we have seen, this is the whole Bhumandala with 7 islands and 7 oceans. And the 7th Deepa, Pushkar Deepa, in the middle there is Mansuttar Mountain. This is the Mansuttar Mountain. Just above this mountain, sun constantly moves, covering the 4 cities of 4 Lokapalas. So in the east there is Indra's residence. Sun starts here his movement. After some time he goes to the city of Samyamani, city of Yamaraj. Then he goes to Nimulochani, city of Varuna. Then he goes to city of Soma, that is Vibhavari. Then he goes to Indra again. This is how it is said that sun is every day constantly moving above the Mansuttar Mountain till the end of Brahma's day. So this is a clockwise motion of sun. So same thing. See, the centermost of all the 7 dvipas is Jambudvipa. In the Jambudvipa on the southern side, there is Bharatavarsha. In that ninth part is, again, Bharatavarsha or Bharatakanda. That is, we defined as planet Earth. So now we discuss everything with respect to planet Earth. Whatever we discuss for the planet Earth with respect to the directions. So for example, understand this to be east, and this to be west, and this to be south, and this to be north. The same thing can be extrapolated for Jambudvipa and also for Devandvipas. For all our future calendar references, India will be here. So we take everything with respect to India. So according to science, it is said that globe is always revolving in the counterclockwise direction. Because of that, we are getting sunrise and all those things. So this is east and India is on the southern side. So we just see some simulations. So when sun is here, so this part of the earth globe is bright. Okay, this backside is dark. So this, where India is here, so we get sunrise at that time. When sun is in the eastern direction, we have sunrise early in the morning. So after 6 hours, when sun travels all the way from here to here, we get noon, 12 noon. And after 6 hours, we get sunset. And after 6 hours, we get midnight. And after 6 hours, again we get next day morning. This is how day and night is happening. In India, the same thing can be explained for other places. For example, when India it is sunrise, we take it is Japan. In Japan it is noon. After 6 hours, After 6 hours, it is sunset in Japan. After 6 hours, it is midnight in Japan. After 6 hours, it is sunrise in Japan. And after 6 hours, it is noon in Japan. Similarly, we can say about, this is America and this is Africa. For all the places in planet Earth, we can relatively, we can speak about when that there is sunrise, when there is sunset. So in some simulation, so when sun is here, this is according to science, where sun is fixed, earth is moving in the counterclockwise direction. But according to Bhagavatam, we say that when sun is here, this part of the globe is bright and this part of the globe is dark. So in one day, sun goes around and comes back. That's how the day and night are keep changing in the planet Earth. Then we discussed about whether sun and the time wheel both are moving together. But are they moving at the same speed? They are moving together always. Is there any difference in their speeds? For that, we elaborately discussed with respect to the analogy of three boys running in a ground. We started with saying that in the beginning, when three boys started in a ground, they are together. After completion of one round, so we see their positions are different. So to understand how much they are lagging or going ahead, we divided the circle into 10 parts initially. And this one part again we divide into further 10 parts. So that we can understand with in terms of 10% and 1%. So if you see this condition after completion of one round, boy 2 is behind by boy 1 by 1%, is at this point, 1%. And is behind by 10%. If we continue like that one more round, is behind by 2%, is behind by 20%. And after 10 rounds, if you continue like that, this boy 2 is behind by 10%. And this fellow is behind by almost 100%. That means he is completed 10 rounds, he completed only 9 rounds. And if you continue for 11 rounds, he is behind by 110%, he is behind by 11%. And if you continue for 100 rounds, he is behind by 1 round. He covered 100 rounds, he must have covered only 99 rounds, because every time he is behind by 1%. 1 into 100 becomes 100%. But he is behind by 10 rounds. So we have put all these details in a table. So starting point, 1 round, 2 round, 10 round, 11 round, 100 rounds. So boy 2 is behind by 1%, 2%, 10%, that is 0.1 round. This is 0.11 round, this is 1 round. Boy 3 is behind by 10, 20, 100, 110, 1000, that is equal to 10 rounds. So when this is only on 1%, 10% scale. So we have extrapolated this onto a circle with 360 degrees. So in a 360 degree circle, it is always constantly rotating clockwise direction. We said sun, when sun moves ahead, so after 2 rounds like that. And we said in the table, the boy who is going behind by 1% is considered to be sun. The boy who is going behind by 10% is like moon. And the one who is always perfectly moving is time wheel. So that's how there is a difference in their speeds, because of which we see that sun is going circular fashion according to daily motion, but it also with moves backward with respect to time wheel. So we have put in the table. So for sun, we have considered is going behind every round by 1 degree. For moon, we have considered it is going behind by 13 degrees every round. After 2 rounds, he is behind by 2 degrees, he is 20 degrees. After 30 rounds, he is behind by 30 degrees. He is behind by 30 into 13, that is 390 degrees. So 390 degrees is equal to 360 plus 30. So at that time, both sun and moon again same point. We said this is like another Amavasya. When both are together, this is like one Amavasya. When both again come back to same position, that is again Amavasya, like that. If time wheel continues for 360 rounds, he makes 359 rounds, one round less, and he makes 13 rounds. So he makes one reverse round, he makes 13 reverse round. This is how they have difference in their speeds. So for all the astrological calculations, they consider only this reverse motion. They do not consider the forward motion so much. Only the reverse motion they consider it, because during the reverse motion they are entering into different zodiacs. Because the entire time wheel is divided into 12 parts. For example, if you take sun, after every 30 days he goes ahead by 30 degrees. That means he enters into the subsequent zodiac sign. And moon, after every 2.5 days only, two days 26 degrees he covered. 2.5 days he goes behind 30 degrees. So he enters into different zodiac sign. So these calculations will be helpful in calculation of astrological charts. So this is called retrograde motion. So this is useful. But in reality, actually they are not moving by 1 degree or 13 degree, but sun is going behind by 0.98 degrees, little less than 1 degree. So in that way, when time wheel actually completes, when time wheel actually completes 366 rounds, sun will complete 365 rounds. That is how we have 365 days in a year. So that is like small correction. So with that correction, so we have shown some simulation. This is according to science, Earth moves, but according to Bhagavatam, sun along with the time wheel moves in the clockwise direction. So some simulation results are shown for us to understand with better clarity. So this is sun. Sorry, this is moon. This is sun. Sun is moving on the orbit of 12 zodiac signs, and moon is moving on the orbit of 27 nakshatras. Yes, Prabhu.
Just one question. Can you just repeat that 365 wala case? How?
Yeah, next one more table will come. That time we'll elaborate on that. Next one more table will come. How it is 366?
You said it is lagging, but
okay.
Yeah.
So here it is clear. 1 degree, 13 degree, 2 degree, 30 degrees.
Yes.
Okay. If it is take 1 degree, what is happening? When time wheel completes 360 rounds, this person sun will complete
359
rounds. But this is just to explain the phenomena, I put everything 1 degree. But in reality, it is very close to 0.98 degrees. Okay?
Okay.
When you take instead of 1 degree, if you take 0.98 degrees, if you continue like that, only when this fellow completes 366 rounds, this sun will come back to the original position.
360
by completing one reverse round. That is how in a year we have 365 days. 1 year we have 365 days.
Yes.
One round is equal to 1 day. Ah, 360 degrees in 365 days. Every day is going behind by 0.98 degrees. 0.98 degrees. So wait, we'll get one more table, that time it will be more clear. 0.98, little less than 1. Okay. Now, so in the day round 0, both moon and sun are on the same line. This is called as Pournami. This particular phenomena is called as Pournami. After one round, what happened? Sun lags behind by 1 degree, close to 1 degree. Not exactly 1, but 0.98 degrees. The moon lags behind by 13 degrees. And then after 2 rounds, the moon lags behind by 26 degrees. The sun lags behind by close to 2 degrees. The 3 degrees and 39 degrees, something like that. So like that, after 30 rounds, Sun enters into Vrushabha from Mesha and moon made one complete round and again came back to this position in front of sun. That is how moon completed almost 390 degrees. That is next Amavasya. This is after 60 rounds. This is again third Amavasya. This is after 90 rounds, little ahead of Amavasya. This is after 6 months. So in 6 months moon covered 180 degrees in a circle. This is 180 degrees in the reverse direction. Sun covered 180 degrees. Moon is made 6 rounds. This is after 9 months. This is after 1 year. After 1 year, the sun going all around the time wheel, he came back to the original position. That is Mesha. So this happens only after 366 rounds of the time wheel. When time wheel completes 366 rounds, the sun again comes back to the original position. That is Mesha. And by this time, moon actually made 12 rounds and made one third round extra. So if you continue this for 2 years, the moon made again one third round extra, one third plus one third, two third it becomes. In 3 years, again moon comes back to this position. That is how in 3 years we have one extra month. Because every 1 year, there is a extra 120 degrees ahead. That is how it is coming. Generally, from one Amavasya to other Amavasya is actually 29.6 degrees, 6 days. 29.6 days. But in a year, there are 12 months. An average, every month could be 30.5 days. 365 by 12, that is equal to 30.5 days. So in that way, one lunar month and one solar month, there is a difference of 0.9 days. 29.6 and 30.5. The difference is about 0.9. After 12 months, the solar year is about 365 days. The lunar year is about 355 days only. 29.6 into 12, that becomes 355 days. So that is how there is a difference of 10 days in a year. If you accumulate this for 3 years, the 10 days plus 10 days plus 10 days becomes one extra lunar month. That is how in every 3 years we have one extra lunar month. Yes? One Adhikamas comes in every 3 years. So this is the old table only. The new table. Yeah, now you see Prabhuji here. So after one round of the time wheel, the sun made only 359.01 degrees. That means he is behind by 0.98 degrees. The moon made only 346.88 degrees. That means he is behind by 13.11 degrees. After 2 rounds, like that it continues. Multiplication goes ahead. After 27.45 rounds of the time wheel, the sun had covered only 27 degrees in reverse direction. The moon had come back to the original position. That is, he did one round on the time wheel within 27.45 rounds of the time wheel. That is equal to 27.375 days. So if you continue a little bit further, after 29.676 rounds of the time wheel, the sun covered 29.19 degrees. The moon covered 360 plus 29.19 degrees. So both the sun and the moon, both are the same angle. This is second Amavasya. Here both are at 0. Here both are at 29.19. So this is again one more Amavasya. That is next month. So it's like that, if
that
they continue.
That was like 1 month, correct?
Huh?
That was like 1 month completed.
1 month completed. Amavasya to Amavasya. For moon. So that is equal to 29.59 days. That is, I said 29.6 days. After every 29.6 days, we have Amavasya. Or after every 29.6 by 2, we have Ekadashi. So if we continue like that, after 356 rounds of the time wheel, the sun completes 355 days. So at that time, both sun and moon again comes to the same position. That is where 12th Amavasya comes. So after completion of the time wheel, when it completes 366 rounds, 366 rounds, sun only completed 365 rounds. That is equal to 365 days. So he is behind by one round. The moon had completed 13.333 rounds with respect to time wheel, and with respect to sun, 12.333 rounds. That means 12 months plus one third month. 0.333 is equal to one third. That is one third. So after 2 years, 24 months plus 0.667 months. And after 3 years, total 37 months. In 3 years, we are supposed to have only 36 months. But there is one extra month is coming. That extra month is called Adhikamas. So all those details we have put in a table. So these are like 12 zodiac signs and their approximate dates. Mesha starts on 14th April, goes up to 14th May. Like that, it goes all the way down up to 13th April. There are 6 seasons corresponding to each. Each season is corresponding to 2 zodiac signs. These are 27 stars, their position. And these are 12 lunar months. We have taken the calendar days of 2016-17 Durmiki Nama Samasara. It starts on the day of Gudi Padava. And it starts on 8th April of 2016. It ends at 28th March 2017. Very soon it is going to end. And the next day, Hevilambi starts. It goes all the way up to 17th March. And the next day, 18th March, Hevilambi starts in 2018. It goes all the way up to 5th April of 2019. So this is the first year of the lunar calendar. This is the second year of the lunar calendar. For example, if you see, this started on 8th April. This year is ending on 28th March. How many days difference is there? 8th April to 28th March. 10 to 11 days, na? So April is actually, March is 31 days, na? In that way you take some 10 to 11 days difference is there. So solar year is 365 days, lunar year is 355 days. So it is actually matching with our calendar dates also. So but this year 10 days, this year 10 days, this year 10 days all put together formed an extra month here. This is extra Jyeshtha Mas. In 2018 we'll have extra Jyeshtha Mas from 16th May to 13th June. This is the extra month which we are going to experience in the year 2018. So this is
the nakshatra constellation 1, 2, 3, 4. What is that?
Prabhuji, we have already explained in the table and that circle. They are the 4 divisions. They are the 4. Each nakshatra is divided into 4 parts so that we can have proper calculations. Because there are 27 stars, but there are 12 constellations. So if you want to fit them properly, 27 by 12, that becomes 2.25. So that is the reason why the 2.25 is coming. So every nakshatra is divided into 4 parts. Each part will be 0.25, 0.25, 0.25. So in every zodiac sign, there are 9 parts. So here 1 part, 4 parts and 4 parts. The parts are divided into 1, 2, 3, 4 parts. First part, second part, third part, fourth part. That is how it is. So in every zodiac sign, you see 9 parts. 4 plus 4 plus 1 or 3 plus 4 plus 2, 2 plus 4 plus 3. Everything is 9, 9, 9, 9. Everywhere it is 9. These are all helpful in astrological calculations. So may not be so much important for us at this point of time. So the everything is put in a circular form so that we can understand. These are 27 stars. These are 12 zodiac signs. There are 6 seasons. So the 2016 lunar year started here. Chaitra Masa started here. And it ends here. Cursor. It ends here after completion of 355 days. This is extra 10 days. And 2017 lunar year starts here, it ends here. And 2018 lunar year starts here and it ends here. So 10 days plus 10 days plus 10 days, 30 days put together, it becomes 13th month. But actually in the 2018, the extra month comes actually here, extra month, extra Jyeshtha Mas. It is coming here, actual Jyeshtha Mas is coming here. So this is how. So yesterday we also talked about how these months are defined. What is the science behind giving the names of the months? Generally, a month is said to be having one solar transition. In every month you take, sun would be transiting from one zodiac sign to other zodiac sign. So when sun transits from Meena to Mesha, that month is called Chaitra Mas. Whenever sun transiting from this month to this zodiac sign to this zodiac sign, that is called Chaitra. You extrapolate this line, here is Chaitra month in 2016. If you go ahead, here is Chaitra month in 2017. And if you go ahead further, here is Chaitra month in 2018. Like that. So when sun is transiting from Meena to Mesha, that month is called Chaitra month. For example, here you take, when sun is transiting from Kanya to Tula, that month is called Ashwaija. Here you see, here Ashwini is there, here Ashwini is there, and here also Ashwini is there. So like that, the month name is given.
Vishnu. How is it related that this Chaitra is related to mean and it is rushing? How is it related? The name.
Not name. I am talking about the month.
A month name, that is Chaitra. How it is related to this to Rashi?
Okay.
Mean and that.
So that's what I was explaining. When sun is transiting from Mina to Mesha, Mina to Mesha, whenever there is a transit of this, that month is called Chaitra month. Wherever this transit comes, that month, Amavasya to Amavasya, is called Chaitra month.
How it is defined? How or why?
Prabhuji, that names are given by Rishis. The ancient sages have given name with that understanding.
Time opposite moon is there in the opposite, that's why the sutra is there.
No, I am not talking about moon. There is no moon concept now. I am talking with respect to sun only. Only sun. When sun transits from Mina to Mesha, that particular month from Amavasya to Amavasya is called traditionally as Chaitra Mas. Traditionally, it is called Chaitra Mas.
Guruji, you are taking Amavasya to Amavasya.
Yes.
But is it possible that whenever Amavasya to Amavasya is coming, that time only sun is also shifting from one zodiac? It is not possible. Sun movement and moon movement.
There will be some difference, na? When Tithi starts, when transit happens, there will be some difference. Even 1 second difference also is considered like that.
Because we are giving these names, are these based on the lunar calendar? Chaitra, Mas.
Prabhuji, see, to be frank, I am telling, this is all additional information than Bhagavatam. So, I also don't know so much. Whatever I am not trying to pass it on. So, what I am trying to explain is that we have accustomed with so many months. So, we are accustomed with English months. We have forgotten this lunar months and all. I am trying to give some information about it. So, basically, so when sun transits from this to this, that month is called Chaitra. Like that, every transit has got one name. So when sun transits from this to this, it is called Vaishakha. When sun transits from this to this, that is called Jyeshtha. When the transit from this to this, that is called Ashada. Like that, the month's names are given by sages. So why they have given, we don't have any answer. They have given the name. Okay? Now we'll understand how they have given that name. Okay. In a month, what is happening? Sun moves 30 degrees only. From year to year, sun moves. 1 month means 30 degrees. But during that time, moon starts from here and goes much faster than sun, goes around and comes back to here. That is called 1 month. Okay? When moon is here, that is Amavasya. Again, when sun, after 30 days, when sun goes here, moon comes here. That is also called Amavasya. But exactly 15 days, when sun exactly is here, somewhere in the middle, moon will be opposite, exactly opposite. That is called Paurnami, full moon day. On the Paurnami day, in whichever star moon is in, or in whichever star moon is very close to, that star name is given to the month. That star name is given to the month. So now, for example, sun is transiting from here to here, we can consider. So when sun and moon both were here, when sun came approximately here, that time exactly opposite moon is here. So the star which is very close to this position is Chaitra. That's why this month is called Chaitra. Okay? That's how the name came. There are 27 stars. So there are only 12 months. So it is said whichever star is very close to it, that's how it is called Chaitra. So for example, here we take, when sun is here, the moon is moving. So there is Purva Ashada, Uttara Ashada. Either when the moon is in Purva Ashada or Uttara Ashada, that month is called Ashada month. On the Paurnami day. This is the other way to tell that name. Okay. Now the third thing, how the Adhikamas is coming. So for every month, there should be a sun transit into another zodiac sign. But sometimes it can happen that there will be no transit, but Amavasya to Amavasya must have been completed. Because lunar month is only 29.5 days. Solar month is 30.5 days. There is 1 day extra. So whenever there is one Amavasya to Amavasya without any sun transition to new zodiac sign, that month is called Adhikamas. So a month without any sun transition into next adjacent zodiac sign, that month is called Adhikamas. Whenever that happens, we celebrate Adhikamas. So in this image, you see Adhikamas is referred here, Jyeshtamas. Adhika, extra Jyeshtamas which comes in 2018. The sun transition happened here. So this is also the same line. The moon month is starting little after that, the Greenland, not exactly here. We'll see the dates also. And the moon, the Greenland is ending much before this violet line. So moon month is starting later the transition and ending before the next transition. So this month is called as extra month. So we see the dates here, you see. The sun transition happened on the 15th May. The moon, new month is began on 16th May. So one day later. The month is ending on 13th June. The subsequent transition is happening on 14th June. So that means this 1 month is happening in between two transitions of a sun. So that's why this month is called extra month. Whenever... screen is very big, Prabhuji. They can see even from far. So, as per dates also, we can see that this is how an extra month is calculated in every 3 years, and we celebrate it as Adhika Mas or Purushottam Mas. We take up on extra vows, something like that. So, this is the whole time wheel. We can say this is the whole time wheel, which shows all the details, which helps us to understand how the calendar is, Panchanga is made. So these are same details. This is continuously rotating. This is a time wheel, so it is always rotating. So now, we have also discussed about changes of the moon phases. So we were talking about when moon is in front of sun, that is called Amavasya. So that day, this part of the moon is brightened by sunlight and this part of the moon is dark, which we are seeing from the earth. So whatever is inside the circle, the lunar moon's orbit, we will see. After 1 or 2 days, the moon goes here, 13 degrees, 26 degrees, like that. That time there is a small overlap, which is actually brightened by sun. That much portion we see from here. So nowadays, if you see in the evening, we see only small arc, because recently Amavasya completed. So if it continues further like that, every day it is going behind by 13 degrees, 13 degrees, 13 degrees. After 7-8 days, we see half of the moon. After 15 days, we see full moon, because both are exactly opposite. After again, it continues like that. After 30 days, again, it comes back to the original position. This is again next Amavasya. This is how the moon changing its phases. Approximately 30 days, Ruji. So this is how it is happening. Anything? So similarly, just like the sun and moon are moving, all other planets are also moving in the outer space, being pulled by pole star. So in the whole universe, only planets and stars from Bhoomandala all the way up to Dhruvaloka only moving. Things above the Dhruvaloka and below Bhoomandala, they are none of them are moving. So they are explained with a different, these are not required. So we have seen this, how they are moving. These are like different orbits. They are moving in their respective orbits. So this is how they are moving. We have seen that sun is going behind by 1 degree every day, approximately 1 degree. Moon is going behind by 13 degrees every day. So like that, Venus is going behind by 1 degree every day. And Mercury is also going behind by 1 degree every day. And Mars is going behind by 0.667 degrees, 2 by 3 degrees every day. And Jupiter is going behind by 1 by 12th degree every day. Saturn is going behind by 1/30th degree every day. And Rahu goes ahead by 1/18 degrees every day. It is a special pun. We'll see how they are going. So if they continue like that, so in 30.5 days, Sun covers one zodiac sign. In 365 days, he covers all the 12 zodiac signs. That is called 1 year. And Moon covers one zodiac sign in 2.25 days. And he covers all the 12 zodiac signs in 27 days. And Venus, similar to the sun, 30.5 days, one zodiac sign, 365 days, 12 zodiac signs. And Mars, he covers one zodiac sign in 45 days. In 1.5 years, he covers whole zodiac belt. This is Jupiter, he covers one zodiac sign in 1 year, and 12 zodiac signs in 12 years. Saturn covers in 2.5 years, one zodiac sign, and 30 years, 12 zodiac signs. Rahu and Ketu covers one zodiac sign in 1.5 years and 12 zodiac signs in 18 years. This is how they have their own individual motions. This one chart is actually the basis for all astrological calculations for any astrologer. Mike.
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, according to this chart, this Shani is coming in one zodiac sign, this is after 2.5 years.
Mm.
That means Sadesati will come after 2.5 years like that. It is there?
No, it is like this. For example, if you are born in one Rashi, Rashi A, when sun enters into the previous Rashi, Rashi before your Rashi, he moves in that Rashi for 2.5 years. Saturn moves in your Rashi 2.5 years. He also moves for 2.5 years in the Rashi after your Rashi. So that's how three Rashis he has influence upon you. One Rashi before you, one Rashi in which you are born, one Rashi after your Rashi. That's why it is called Sadesati. His effect gradually increases. In the previous Rashi, it gradually increases. When he enters into your Rashi, it is peak for 2.5 years. The subsequent Rashi is gradually decreasing, like a triangle. So for 7.5 years, Shani's effect will be there on any person. That's why it is called Sadesati. Mike. No.
It's every like 2.5 years, it stays in one zodiac sign.
One zodiac.
So in 90 years period of a particular person, it will come 2.5, 2.5, 3 times like that. Like once in 30 years.
Yeah, 30 once, years, yeah. Then 30 years, then 30 years. In 90 years, it can come 3 to 4 times.
3 to 4 times, depending on when.
Yeah, in one person's life, it comes 3 to 4 times. Sadesati will come 3 to 4 times. Okay, Prabhuji, this table at least somewhat clear, na? If anybody has any clarification in this table. So we have seen the relative motion of sun and moon. The same thing we can understand with respect to the other planets. We'll show the simulation, it will be more clear. So some astrological dates, some calculations which are put here. So these are the dates when they are entering actually. If you take moon, he entered in 20/21/15. At 8:57 he entered into Makara. And next day at 8:49 and 22nd day, he entered into Aquarius like that. These are the dates. So he, like this, if he goes ahead, he continues. In 27 days, he covers all the 12 zodiac signs. The sun covers, sun enters into every month. And 14-1, he entered into this one. And 13-2, 15-3, 14-4, 15-5, 15-6, like that, he enters into each subsequent zodiac sign after every 1 month. Like that, he covers 1 year of whole zodiac belt. And Venus covered in 404 days. And Mercury covered in 360 days. This is 23 months, 11 years, 4 months. This is close to 12 years. 18 years, 7 months, close to 18 years. Rahu and Ketu same. And 29 years, 10 months. This is close to 30 years. This is how round figure we have said 30 years. This is one set of calculation. The next one is another set of calculation. The same thing. 1 year, 27.3 days, 360, 23 months, 12 years, 18 years, 30 years. Here, this fellow is 394 days. In the previously, he was 404 days. If you combine both, it becomes 700. So sometimes it takes more than 1 year, sometimes it takes less than 1 year. That's how he maintains on average 1 year, 1 year, 1 year. And this fellow, you take 360 days, next also 360 days. He's every time he's maintaining 1 year. So that's how it is said. These are some calculations. So before going into the next one, we'll see some exciting simulations. View full screen. Is it clear, Prabhuji? Is it clearly visible to you all from there? So you see, these are the 27 stars outside circle. 27 stars are there. Starting, Ashwini is taken as a basis. And these are the 12 zodiac signs. This is Mesha. Because Mesha is considered to be like starting point for any calculation. Because our Gudi Padva comes in that time only. Ugadi comes in that Mesha Rashi time only. This is April month. So our Gudi Padva generally comes March ending and April beginning. So this is considered to be beginning. And also for our reference, this is like sunrise for India. This is the old earth map. India is here. So when sun is here, that is the sunrise for India. So here we have set up 1/4 day. Now we are going to see 1/4 day what happens. So it is sunrise. In 1/4 day, what is happening? Time wheel is moving, and along with it, it is taking sun also. So some problem with the, what do you say? different versions of computers. So now you see 12 o'clock. So this part of the globe is dark. and this part of the globe is bright. So here we are experiencing noon. These people are about to experience sunrise. These people are experiencing sunset. So we go further again 6 months, 6 hours. So this up and down, this is happening, na? That is not supposed to happen, but it is happening. Oh, go. And it is happening. Okay. This is, in India it is sunset. So this place it is noon. This place it is sunrise. When we have sunset in America, it will be sunrise. So 12 hours difference generally. So time wheel is moving and it is carrying sun along with it. This is after another 6 hours. Things have changed. Now we are experiencing midnight. This is another after 6 hours. So this is again next morning, the way we are now. This is sunrise again in India. So this is how day and night is forming. So the relative motion to understand, now I will select revolution of the time wheel. So one revolution of the time wheel, we'll see what happens. So it sun has started at that mesha. Sun is going ahead. So time wheel will complete one revolution. So now if you see, the sun is supposed, the sun, if you see, it is supposed to be in the center, but it is 1 degree behind. And we go ahead further. Is it clear how the day and night is changing the whole planet? At the, because of sun's relative position, the half of the earth is bright. Now you see sun is gone a little bit above, like that one day happened, like that. So there are one small thing. One revolution is the time wheel starting at this point, again coming back to this point. That is called one revolution. So for every revolution, sun is going behind by 1 degree. And one day means sun is starting at this point, again coming back to the same point. So the difference is about 4 minutes. Every revolution, sun goes behind by 4 minutes. As in, 1 degree. That is equal to 4 minutes. So 4 minutes every day. In 30 days, how much it is? 30 into 4. How many hours? So 1 month, there is a difference of 2 hours. In 1 year, how much difference? 24 hours. That means, when time wheel completes 366 rounds, sun is completing only 365 rounds. That is equal to 365 days. There is only one round is missing. That sun is going behind by every day 4 minutes. That is equal to 24 hours. That is equal to 1 day. So that is how it is calculated. So now, we have seen 2 rounds. If you continue like that, sun is actually every day goes behind by 1 degree. So 1 day means, so, what I'll do? So now sun is exactly in the middle, you see? In this line is there, na? The sun letters are exactly in the middle of that one. So after 1 round, we'll see what happens. This is after 1 day. The time wheel line, previously which was on the white line, it went down. Because sun has come to the original position, time wheel must have gone 4 minutes ahead. So that is 1 degree ahead. Time wheel has gone 1 degree ahead. Again, this is next morning. Now it is, you see, it is 2 degrees ahead. So this is how it happens. So now we'll see, what we'll see, we'll add the moon also. Okay, moon is here. This is called Amavasya. So whatever moon is inside this circle, that is what we see. These are 27 stars. I have put here because the titles are big, that's why. So this particular day we see no moon, because moon is exactly in front of the sun. So in 1 day what happens we see. So moon is also going along with the time wheel. But the line which is going ahead of the moon, that is going behind. The white line, one white line is there, no? This line you see, to indicate the position of the moon. So previously it was in Ashwini, now it is in Bharani. So, but you see here, there is only small portion of the moon inside the circle. This small portion is there, na? Previously it was exactly like along with the border of the circle. Now small portion is inside the circle. Okay, what I will do? Yeah. Now you see, here also we can see the moon. So this is the top view. From the top if you see how they look like. This is front view. From the front if you see how they look like. So we'll go ahead one more day. So in this day, you start seeing only small moon, small curve of the moon. See, here is India, green one. Sun is going behind. So now we just see about sunrise. The second day, moon is behind, so we will not be able to see. But little bit more increment of the moon is there. So now we see when there is moonrise, we start seeing moon. Here, sun has set, but moon is still there. Now moon is also set. So like that, this portion is gradually increasing. Like that, it actually every day it increases. So we'll see. 5 days we see in the fastest speed. So moon is gradually increasing a little bit. Down you see. Here you see moon a little bit increasing every day. Little bit more. So 5 days are completed. In 5 days, moon has gone to 5 stars. So Ashwini, Bharani, Kritika, Rohini, Mrugashira, and what is this? Ardra. So another 5 days. So moon is gradually increasing. 6 days are over. 7 days are over. So now it is 8th day. We see the half moon. Half the moon is visible. So 10 days are over. We just see one more 5 days. So now almost full moon. It is almost, see now. Now we have covered how many? 15 days. So the moon is exactly opposite, it is full moon day that time. Mike.
Sunrise and sunset is clear. Every time sun will rise from the east and will go to the west. Now how about the moon rise and moon
same thing. Okay. When moon comes to this point, moon rises.
Okay.
When moon goes to this point, moon sets.
Okay. So how
so that's why in the below also, when moon crosses this line only, it is visible. When moon crosses this line, it becomes invisible.
Rabuji, according to this current diagram, what I can understood is, like India, from India, now it is the moon is towards the west side.
West side.
Right? So we are seeing the complete moon.
Huh?
Where we can see the complete moon. I want to know, like if I'm in America, so like how would this emotion?
Same opposite. Go to America and see. It is same only. No, I mean I to say.
I want to know, Broji, like how the emotion Purnima as...
See, whatever moon we see here in India, they also see the same moon, but after 12 hours. After 12 hours, they see the same moon.
Okay.
If we see half moon today, they also see the half moon, but after 12 hours they see.
Okay.
So simple. There, Mike.
Puji, you told that the time will move ahead of sun by 4 minutes. Is it not? So our calculation of time is based on sun or on the time wheel?
Based on the sun.
Sun only, not on time wheel.
So but then sun's position, where sun is actually moving in the space, that is with respect to time wheel. Time wheel already got some zodiac signs.
So then the calculation would be wrong, like the Rasi is what comes
then? Yeah. Huh? They are fixed on the time wheel. So on the time wheel, sun is going behind by every day 1 degree. That 1 degree is corresponding to 4 minutes of our day. So it's like that.
So all these astrological, they calculate on what? They calculate on this time wheel or on sun?
Both.
Both.
Because for the astrology basis is time wheel only. On the time, on top of the time wheel, where are the all the planets are positioned? That is their information. Based on that information only, they tell what is happening, what is going to happen. So both are, not only sun, sun, moon, all the other seven grahas, navagrahas position they want. Not just sun. But for us, day-to-day understanding, sun. Sun position, same, we can understand which day which part is happening. Yes, Prabhu, anybody else? Any clarification? Here. Quick.
Krishna? Hare Krishna. I want to ask that a sun's path is little like spiral kind of thing.
Huh?
Sun's orbit is like spiral.
Here it is parallel, no? Here you see, sun is parallel only. This is front view. Yeah. If you see from the front side, it is like this.
It is little spiral going up and down. Moon orbit is circular or it is also spiral kind of?
Here you see, right? From the top, when you see, it is the circular. From the front, it again is parallel.
It is just in one plane only, in 2D.
अभी देखो जैसे है वैसे देखो बाद में वो चेंज हो जाएगा सब
we calculate the month from amavasya to amavasya
in
some calendar it is purnima purnima it is same
thing that is also no problem you take whichever point is reference vaishnava calendar is from purnima to purnima but traditional it is from amavasya to amavasya traditional calendar we are discussing no problem yes prabhu mic
Pooji, this date of February 28th and 29th, every 3 years, one day.
That is actually, year is 365.25 days. I round figured it to 365 so that we can expand it easily. Again, 0.25 add karo, both complexity ho jayega. Main usko oda diya. Here only we are explaining the principle, not the details, not exact to the details. This is just to understand what exactly is happening in this way. Something we tried and we are trying to share with all of you. If it is finding nice, please accept. Otherwise, please forgive me for wasting your time. So, problem kida vasra so this is how 1 month happens the sun is moving from mesha to urshaba it will go the moon will come he will cover all the moon started with mesha again he made one round and came back to the mesha it is about 27.375 days The 27 days, the day beginning sun will come here, but 0.375 day that is equal to sun comes here. So this is how moon completed one. See. The moon is gradually going ahead every day one. This is on the time wheel how they are moving. That is what is shown here. Full month. See, this is 1 month. The sun moon goes all the way around and comes to sun, where sun is there. So this is 1 month. Again, moon came in front of sun. This happens only after 29.59 days. Okay. Now you see, this is 1 year. The sun is going from Mesha, going around, it is covering all the 12 zodiac signs. So in the meantime, moon covers 12 rounds. So sun came to original position, moon covered 12 rounds and also went ahead by one third round. So 1 more year. Moon and went ahead by 2/3 round extra. 1 more year. So moon also came back to the original position. This is how 37 months happens.
Forget it.
So Prabhuji, in this we'll see all the planets, how all the planets are moving. So all are there, all the planets are start moving, one with the other. क्या हो गया? So because the individual movements of each planets are very less. This is only 2/3 degree, this is only 1/12 degree, this is 1/3 degree. They all come back to the original position only. Not much difference. Sun is gone ahead by 1 degree. And moon is 13 degrees, whatever. This is how they are moving. This is Mercury, this is Saturn, Venus. They are also in the same orbit of Sun because they are also moving along with the Sun.
Hare Krishna Guruji.
Yeah, yeah.
Guruji, here. Guruji, one basic question. Guruji, the sun and moon, they are moving on specific orbits.
Yes.
Are they constantly changing their orbits?
Why do they change their orbit?
For example, when I am seeing sun, no? Sun is moving little bit off the orbit of nakshatras.
Okay. Wo ek aadha ghanta ruko uske baare mein bata do. Aadha ghanta ke baad.
Okay.
So, this is how sun and moon will go ahead. How moon completes one zodiac sign. All the zodiac belt, how it goes. So, this is equal to 1 month. In 1 month, moon completed one round and came back to the in front of sun. So, in the meantime, Mars also gone ahead this much. Jupiter gone a little bit. This gone a little bit. So, I request now all of you to kindly observe all the planets along with Rahu and Ketu, how they are moving. They are all starting with this line. The sun is going around. Rahu and Ketu are going in the opposite direction. They always go in the opposite direction. So in 1 year, sun came back to original position. Moon made 12 rounds and went ahead. So Venus and Mercury also made one round. Mars, who would complete in 1.5 years, he almost made 2/3 round. And Jupiter went from one Rashi to other Rashi. Saturn went only small portion of one Rashi because 2.25 years he takes. That's why. If you go ahead for one more year, so Mars had completed one round when Sun went in opposite side, 1.5 years. We are 2 years completed like that. So we can take Jupiter. He will take 12 years to complete one round. In that sun is going very fast. You see sun? Moon to us dikhta nahi. Okay. Now Jupiter came back to original position. This is 12 years. You see here, this many days and this many years here. So in these 12 years, what happened? Rahu started here and in the opposite direction, he went all the way here. It is almost 2/3 because he takes 18 years for that reason. So Rahu Ketu, they will take 18 years. You see Rahu starting here. Okay, Rahu came back to the original position in 18 years. So now Saturn, he takes 30 years. Somebody was asking about here, you see, Saturn. So he came back to the original position after 30 years. So this is how all the planets are moving in their respective orbits on top of the zodiac belt. That's how they take their respective times to cover each zodiac sign and all zodiac signs. So it's like that. Yesterday some devotee was asking about demigods. How do they experience 6 months day, 6 months night? Yeah, one day, one night. So now we'll just see for them. This is sun 1 year. Okay, now everything is at standstill position. Sun is here. These are the Saptarishis. 7 AC Saptarishis. And also demigods also we can say. So in 1 year, what is happening we see. So R we will say. In 1 day, what is happening? Sun is moving and Saptarishis are also moving. Both are moving together. Okay, both are moving together. So on the Saptarishi planet, if for example some person is living here, we consider this person is living here in this star position. So this fellow will be experiencing midday only, noon time. Even for us it is 1 day, but for him midday only, it is not changing at all. So now we'll go to 1 year. In 1 year what happens we will see. This Saptarishi is here only, but sun is going ahead in the opposite direction. Going ahead. So, sun made 1 year, he went ahead all the way. When sun is here, this person was experiencing midday. When sun went here, this person will experience sunset. When sun is going like this, when sun crossing this one, he experiences sunset. When sun goes here, this side person will experience midnight. When sun goes here, this person would experience sunrise. When sun comes here, this person will again experience noon. So 1 year of sun is equal to for him noon, sunset, midnight and sunrise and again noon. So our 1 year is equal to 1 day for them. Not stars. This is only for Saptarishis. All the stars are always moving like time wheel, along with the time wheel only. No, they are not moving along the time wheel. They have a different speed. No, we'll discuss, then we'll see. Okay, this is the last one. You see here? The Saptarishis are going on the zodiac belt. Demigods basically, all the demigods. They complete the entire zodiac belt in 360 years. For sun it takes 1 year, around 365 days, but for them it takes 360 years. That is how they have their own motion. 360 years. So now we'll discuss about
Hare Krishna.
Uttarayana and Dakshinayana and eclipses.
Prabhuji, like you know, in India majorly, Shraddha is offered once in a year. Shraddha ceremony is offered once in a year. So that is based on this conception ki yes, they, our 1 year is 1 day for them.
No, Prabhuji, nothing like that. Shraddha is offered in Bhadrapada Mas, Shukrishna Paksha, whole Krishna Paksha, that 15 days are mentioned for, that we discussed when we discussed about moon. In Krishna Paksha, they experience daytime, and Purnami day, they get, and Amavasya day, they get nectar. So part of that, we also offer Shraddha, it will directly go to them. So it is like that.
Saptarishis would lag behind the zodiac by 1 by 360
degrees per day.
That would be the speed.
Quick. Usko bandh mat karo na.
Rahu and Ketu are moving with that zodiac sign, so they don't have any lag behind, is it?
They are going ahead, no, Proji?
In animation, when all the planets were moving back on the zodiac belt, they were
Rahu
moving
Ketu go in the
different
direction.
Way, opposite direction. So that was a little bit confusing. So why that for Rahu and Ketu they are moving in opposite
direction? That is how Lord has created them. That is how Lord made them to rotate.
So means they have lag, they don't have lag.
No lag, they are leading.
They are leading.
They are leading the zodiac. They are going ahead of the zodiac.
Anyone? Otherwise, we'll break for 5 minutes. It is already 2 o'clock. We'll break 5 minutes. Yeah, both okay. Daily motion भी रहता है वो आंटी दोनों रहता है बाबा अभी just showing that हाँ दोनों रहता है ना
individual
अभी आप देखो ना आप अभी तक देखा ना आपको क्या पता हाँ that only see regularly also movement is there ना ये कहाँ है देखो दे सो एवरीडे हाउ दे आर मूविंग यू सी राहु केतु यू सी हाउ दे आर मूविंग क्लॉकवाइज रेगुलरली आल्सो दे आर मूविंग अलोंग विद द टाइम व्हील बट इन दैट आल्सो दे गो अहेड बाय सम डिग्रीज 1/18 डिग्री दे गो अहेड ऑफ टाइम व्हील एवरीडे सो ओनली व्हेन यू वांट टू सी ओनली द रिलेटिव मोशन वी फिक्स द टाइम व्हील एंड सी द रिलेटिव मोशन दैट्स व्हाट वी आर सीइंग सी यू सी राहु वेंट लिटिल बिट अहेड सो लाइक द फॉर एग्जांपल Hare Krishna. So this is one shloka which helps us to understand how this Uttarayana Dakshinayana eclipses are forming. The sun globe, which is a source of heat and light, extends for 10,000 yojanas. The moon extends for 20,000 yojanas. And Rahu extends for 30,000 yojanas. This is the translation. So what does it mean? How to understand it? Then next two shlokas talks about eclipses. Formerly, when nectar was being distributed, Rahu tried to create disunion between the sun and moon by interposing himself between them. Rahu is inimical to that, thus he became inimical towards both sun and moon. He always tries to cover the sunshine and moonshine on the dark moon day and full moon night. This is called an eclipse. How eclipse forms. This is also can be understood from the same verse. So now you see, kindly see this. So there is earth. Extending for 10,000 yojanas, is going 5,000 yojanas above and going below 10,000 yojanas and coming back to the original position. This is how it is extending in 10,000 yojanas, 5,000 yojanas upside, 5,000 yojanas downside. This is how we can understand. This position of sun is corresponding to the line of equator. So this position of sun is corresponding to line of equator. This is corresponding to sun going upward. This is corresponding to the line of Cancer. And now it is coming back. This is corresponding to line of Capricorn. Now it is corresponding to line of equator again. This is how in a year, sun goes from here to here and comes back to here and goes here. This is April. April to June, July goes here. July to January goes here. January to April again comes here. This is how sun goes upward and downward. This is how we can explain Uttarayana and Dakshinayana. And now, Rahu is said to be extending for 30,000 yojanas. So he is going below. And coming above, and coming to the original position. This is 30,000. Is going below and above. Yes, Prabhu? No, this is not exactly 5,000. These are actually mentioned with respect to one place, with respect to the position of moon. If you take the sun's position and draw a line at the position of the moon or at the position of Rahu, their distances are like this. Not exactly, at their respective positions are not 5,000. For sun, true position, it will be like some 3.8 into 2, 7.6 million yojanas up and down. It goes very long distance. But when you draw two lines, the topmost point and downmost point, at the level of Rahu, the distance is only about 10,000 yojanas. So it is like that. So Rahu goes around 30,000 yojanas up and down. So we heard in the previous chapter that Rahu is 10,000 yojanas below. So 10,000 yojanas below only. The central point, it's like that. Then moon goes 20,000 yojanas above, below both together. 10,000 above, 10,000 below, and comes back to original position. So they are moving on their respective orbits, but in a year they are also going up and down. So once in a while they may come in the same line. This can be possible because they are going up and down constantly. So once in a while they can come in the same line. Whenever they come in the same line, that is the time when that. There will be an eclipse. Yeah, every 6 months there is the most probable
possible point that that can happen. Yeah, that is what is the understanding. All three supposed to come in the same line. That is when eclipse comes. So this is how. If you trace this solar orbit, it goes like this. And lunar orbit, if you trace this, it goes like this. And this is the point when sun and moon came together. This is the point when sun and moon came together. So these are the two points in a year. There would be a possibility of an eclipse. So Rahu orbit is well within the moon's orbit, somewhere here. So it is like that. Mike.
Moon's vertical elevation is 0.1 million yojanas above.
Yes.
Even if it comes 20,000 yojanas down from its position, it will not be able to come to the equator.
Yeah, I guess that question. So, moon is said to be 1 lakh yojanas above the rays of sun. Above the rays of sun. Which ray of sun? We don't know. It is actually ray of sun. Technically, it is above ray of sun. Araka Gabastiman, above the rays of sun. So, which ray we don't know, we are not clear. And we'll further understand. So, when sun is going above, it is not just 10,000. This 10,000 is actually the value calculated at this location. Actually, it is going above 3.8 million yojanas. When sun goes 3.8 million yojanas, it can go above moon. Actually, the dimensions method in Bhagavatam are on the day of Makara Sankranti. On the day of Makara Sankranti, sun is below the moon. In within 1 or 2 months, sun is always above the moon. During in few years later, sun during Dakshin Uttarayana, sun is always above the moon. During Dakshinayana only, sun is below the moon. These dimensions are not always fixed like that. At one point of time, moon is above 1 lakh yojanas, above the rays of the, not always. Sun is always going up and down in a year. Moon is always going up and down in every month. So they always keep moving up and down, up and down, up and down. So there will be a great possibility that every 6 months they will come in same line. So that 1 lakh is not always fixed. That is only on one day it is fixed. For one day it is 1 lakh. The next day it would be 80,000. The next day it would be 60,000. After few days it will be minus 1 lakh. Yeah, moon will go down much below. Okay, these are not fixed. That we'll understand after few slides. We'll show some image. That time it will be very clear why it is so like that. Okay, after few slides only you'll ask. Huh? One side Rahu will be there, other side Ketu will be there. The same orbit, moon and earth. This is the position. This is how circular orbits are there. Na, earth is in the center of all. So this is its circular orbit. The moon's orbit is like this. And sun's orbit is like this. So, nothing to do with solar. Solar means moon comes in front of sun. Lunar means moon goes on the opposite side of the sun. That is lunar eclipse. Eclipse can happen due to Rahu or Ketu. Any one of them can cause eclipse. Both are equally capable. So this concept is explained in Bhugola Varnanam. The time wheel is lifted and lowered. Basically, the sun going above and below. That is said, time wheel is lifted and above. Yesterday we have seen in the model, our time wheel is tilted. So on top of the time wheel, when sun is going above. That means time wheel is lifting the sun. So that's why we have Uttarayana, Dakshinayana, and Vishuvayana. The extension of sun is 5,000 yojanas north and 5,000 yojanas south of the celestial equator. The extension of moon is 10,000 yojanas up and 10,000 yojanas down. The extension of Rahu is 15,000 yojanas north, 15,000 yojanas south. To keep pace with the sun. So not only this, apart from the annual northern and southern courses, the moon also has northern and southern courses every fortnight. This may be seen by anyone by observing the moon's position in the sky night after night. For example, now if we are keen to observe this phenomena, every night around 7 p.m. or 8 p.m. you see. Now if you see, moon is almost in the southern course of the sky. Nowadays, from last 2 days I am observing it is in the southern course. If you observe the moon till Purnami, the moon actually goes towards north. On Purnami day, it will be in the north portion. Not exactly, but now at least in the month of January it is like that. On the Amavasya day, it will be in the south. And
Purnama at middle north. So it is like that. That can be observed by any observer. You can observe also day to day. So then, Privarat Maharaj travel also gives an understanding of this Uttarayana Dakshinayana. From his travel also we can understand how the Uttarayana Dakshinayana. To make the daylight into night into day, what he did? He followed the orbit of sun in 7 circles for 1 year. On the chariot with each wheel, the seven each chariot traveled for 25 days. There are 7 chariots. So basically he says, he rode on each of these 7 chariots for 25 days and 45.5 ghatikas. Each time, that is totaling half a year, 25.76 days into 7, that becomes 180 days. Starting with the summer equinox, that is Karaka Sankranti, that is July. Privarat Maharaj started on Karaka Sankranti in the month of July. With the sun gradually descending until Pusha month, that is January. Here this bold letter you see, sun is gradually descending. There itself, Chakratpa says that sun is gradually descending. That means, from July to January, sun is descending, sun is coming down. Okay? And Privarat Maharaj was going gradually from inside to outside. Yes? Inside to outside. Following the path of sun. That means, sun also must be going from inside to outside. And sun is also descending. And if you see the Bhoomandala is like this. So when Privarat Maharaj also gradually descending, the chariot wheels when it touching the Bhoomandala is gradually descending every time. So this is the understanding. So 6 months, what happened from July to January, Privarat Maharaj is going like this. He is just following the orbit of sun. That means sun is also going outside, sun is also coming downward. That means sun is actually gradually going outward like this, like the arrow mark shown here. Then afterwards what happened? Then again starting from the winter equinox, that is Makar Sankranti, January 15th, he would travel until the cycle was completed with the same number of days fixed, but with the opposite order of the chariot, with the sun gradually ascending until Ashada month, that is July. Here sun is gradually ascending. The Privarat Maharaj would go from outside circle to inside circle following the path of sun. That means sun is every day going upward and also coming inside. That is gradually ascending like this arrow. This is the understanding of Uttarayana. The previous one is Dakshinayana, this is Uttarayana. That explanation is given in 5th canto, 1st chapter also. Then other references. So as the sun travelled around the Meru clockwise along with the dependent zodiac, it gradually increased in speed and thus the days after the summer equinox, that is Karaka Sankranti July, become shorter each month. In the month of July, our day begins at 5:30 a.m. A day ends at 7:30 p.m. So gradually you go further, every month it would reduce by half an hour. Now in the month of January, our day begins at 7:15 a.m. 7:30, 7:15 a.m. Where during Guru Puja only sunrise happens. Though it looks bright, but sunrise actually happens at 7:15 during Guru Puja. And sunset happens around 6:30 during our Yamuna Arati. So the total hour number of hours in a day are actually some 11 hours only, 10:30 to 11 hours. But in the month of July, the number of hours will be 5:30 to evening 7:30. It will be 13 to 14 hours. So that is how, because of the sun's relative position either in the northern course or the southern course, the amount of days is gradually increasing or decreasing. From July to January, it is decreasing. From January to July, it is gradually increasing. And sun is gradually going, what is this? Gradually increased in speed. That means from Karaka Sankranti to January, sun is gradually going outward. When sun is going outward, the circle, the circumference is gradually increasing. So, but sun has to come back to the original position 24 hours. So circumference is more. He has to cover the increased distance. So he has to go with higher speed. So to come back to the same position. That's how Bhagavatam says that sun speed is increasing every day during Dakshinayana. And his speed is decreasing during Uttarayana because he is coming inner orbit, inner circle. And from winter equinox, the sun gradually slowed down and the days become longer. From January to all the way up to July, our daytime is increasing. Night time would be decreasing. So this is how. So references from Linga Purana. Linga Purana says there are 180 circles between north and south. This is we have seen in the video also. There are actually 180 orbits. Every day sun would travel in each one orbit. So during Dakshinayana, what happens? The Dhruva Maharaj
the two ropes held by Dhruva Maharaj are loosened. That the ropes with which he is controlling the chariot of the sun, he loosens. When he loses, the chariot will go outside. So during Dakshinayana, sun is gradually going outside. That means the orbit becoming longer, radius becoming longer. So day after day, for 180 days, the radius of the orbit is increasing. And circumference also increases. Thus, the speed of the sun is supposed to increase to cover the increased circumference. So now we see what is happening. This is the beginning of Dakshinayana. So in the beginning, sun is here, then July 17th or like that. After one day, after few days, sorry, so sun comes down like this. So the orbit radius is increased, circumference is increased, the sun speed will increase. So orbit will become bigger. Orbit will become bigger. Orbit will become bigger. Orbit will become bigger. Bigger. So this is how sun travels for 6 months, gradually descending and going outward. So both are there in this. So this is the rope with which the Dhruva Maharaj controls the sun chariot. And in the next 6 months, during Uttarayana, what happened? Dhruva pulls the ropes. When he pulls the ropes, chariot will come inside. Chariot will move towards Dhruva. In the previous slide, if you see, chariot is actually started here. It is just going away from Dhruva. So when he pulls, he goes backward. The same orbits, he goes backward. Like this, there are actually 180 orbits. Every day he travels in one orbit. Here, one day one orbit, second day, third day, fourth day, like that. There are 180 orbits. So they become shorter. So orbit radius decreases, circumference decreases, speed decreases every day. So now you see, he started first day here. Dhruva pulled, so he went inside and towards Dhruva. So like that. So this is the orbit. The Dhruva is pulling with this rope. This is how, for 6 months, he is going inside and going above towards Dhruva Maharaj. Increasing. So now the same thing is also told by Vishnu Puran. Sun traverses in two directions by his elevated and inclined rate of movement. They say, when Dhruva puts the two ropes tied to the yoke, the sun moves toward the inner orbit, which is more than the previous one, which is elevated than the previous one. So they are the same thing. So a little bit, you see. So elevated than the previous one. So the orbit is inside and elevated, inside and elevated, inside and elevated. This is how sun goes ahead. Vishnu Purana said that next day orbit is inside and elevated, inside and elevated, inside and elevated. This is how the orbit goes ahead. This is how Dhruva pulls him inside. And during Dakshinayana, Dhruva actually loosens him and he goes outside. So this is the orbit. He goes outside. Yeah, it will change. You further calculate. Every day it comes to earth also. Noon time it is very close to earth. But during summer it will be very far, much more far, because it is going above and that is. So now references from Vayupurana. Vayupurana says that the far end of Dakshinayana during Magha month, that is January, the circumference of the orbit is 94.5 million yojanas. Diameter is this much, radius is 15.75. During equinox point, during the month of April and October, then the sun travels on the north side of Milk Ocean. And for the far end of Uttarayana, in the Shravana month, July, the sun travels in the northern region of the sixth island, Shakadvipa. This is how they say. At this time, the radius is 11.9 million yojanas. This time it is 15. The radius is gradually coming in. This is Dakshinayana time, this is January time, this is July time. Radius is less. So in that way. So other references from Vayupurana. So each orbit width is 21,221 yojanas. Okay? So Vishwata peak on the day of equinoxes, both day and night happens, becomes equal on the day of, and in the month of April and October. October and April we have 12 hours day, 12 hours night. Other times it will be more or less. So it's like that. The Shishumara planetary system. Yeah, this is one point I was telling that. The Shishumara planetary system, its head is downward and tail is upward. All these things we have seen. So this is how they are meditating. This is the planets are located, all the Dhruva Loka, Swarga Loka, Saptarishis, all the planets are located on this. The interesting information is that the position of all the 28 stars. So these are the stars are in between hips and genitals. These are the stars, ardra and nostrils are in between hips and genitals like that. If you can exactly find out their position, how do they look like? This is the 27 stars, this is the Kala Chakra, this is Abhijit star, this is the dolphin. So in the dolphin, this is actually looks like this. The stars are actually, these stars, sorry, where are you? Yeah. Purva, Shravana and Shravana are actually bottom. And these stars are actually top. So when you see in the for 90 degrees angle, these are actually like this. This is how we have put the time wheel in the inclined plane. The time wheel is kept in the inclined plane because of the information given in Bhagavatam. They say the location of the stars are like that. These some stars are located at close to the this tail. Some stars are close to the mouth like this. The sun moves in the month of January here. And it gradually goes upward in the month of April, it comes here. And in the month of July, it comes here. And comes down here, again comes here. The moon also moves in this orbit here to here like this. So when his moon is moving in the Makara Rashi, he is very close to Earth. When his moon is moving in the upward Rashis, he goes far from Earth. That's how every month we see. Sometimes moon is very close to on the southern side. Sometimes it is very on the northern side. Now in the month of January, sun is also in Makara. Yes? Sorry, where are you? Cursor. Sun is here in the month of January. So in the, when moon comes here, that is Amavasya. Recently happened, 2-3 days back. That's why we are seeing moon on the southern side. After 15 days, we see moon here. That is on the northern side. On the Purnami day, we literally see moon in this side. But in the next month, the sun will be here. But the moon, when moon comes here, that time only Amavasya happens. But few days before Amavasya, we can see the moon in southern course. After few days, 15 days, we can see moon here when it comes here. Like that, moon also seen can be seen moving up and down. So these are the few shlokas given in Bhagavatam, 3 to 6, 4 shlokas, which talks about this Uttarayana, Satadakshana and the movement of the sun. So during Uttarayana, following slow speed, ascending in the sky, the sun moves through the 6 zodiacs, during which the days grow longer and nights grow shorter. This is from Capricorn to Gemini, Makara to Mithuna. And during Dakshinayana, following the fixed speed, sun descending, the days become shorter, night becomes longer. This is how explained. This is from Cancer to Sagittarius. So here you see, when sun is moving from Makara to Mithuna, the days are gradually increasing and sun speed gradually decreasing. From Karka to Dhanu, the days are gradually, their daytime is gradually decreasing and sun speed gradually increasing because sun is going outward orbit. That is the reason. So during equinoxes, the sun moves at medium speed. So during this month, this position and this position, sun moves at the medium speed. Both day and night, both are equal. 12 ghanta each during that time. This happens only on one day and night of a year. 12 hours, we experience only once in a year, not every one full month. So here you see Bhagavatam also gives some reference. These three verses, the three speeds of the sun are mentioned. Their orbits, if you calculate, 15.85, 17, 18. The orbits are gradually going outward. So we can consider this is like, this speed is on the day of Uttarayana, this is Vishuvayana, this is Dakshinayana. Like that we can consider. Three speeds are mentioned in Bhagavatam. So now we see through some pictorial diagrams. This is on the day of Makara Sankranti. We have seen that 5000 below, 5000 above. This is the below point. On the day of Makara Sankranti, sun is much below. That time the part of the earth is bright like this. Where is the cursor? This part is bright. So this is the South Pole. South Pole would experience that day 24 hours daytime. Because sun is below only. On that day, particular day, sun's orbit will be like this. Here only it moves in the clockwise direction. So 24 hours they experience daytime. That's why South Pole they have 24 hours daytime and 0 hours night. And the North Pole is 24 hours night time and 0 hours daytime. But on the line of equator they have 12 hours day, 12 hours night. So if you continue like this for 3 months, the sun gradually ascending goes to line of equator. That time what happened here? And one day before this, they have 24 hours day and 0 hours night. And on this day, they have 12 hours day and 12 hours night. And one day after this, they have 0 hours day and 24 hours night. This is the South Pole. In one day shift, they have complete day to complete night. Within one day shift, it happens. And here in the opposite way, so one day before, one day before it was full night, one day later it is full day. But that day it is 12 hours day, 12 hours night. So simply we can understand, here you could take, here 24 hours day, here 0 hours day, here 12 hours day. If we extrapolate these details, we can get number of hours of day and night at the given position on the planet Earth. For example, India is here. In the month of January, we will have 11 hours day and 13 hours night. And the people who are living in the southern side, like South Africa and Australia, they would have more 14, 15 hours day and 10, 9 hours night, like that. After 3 months, if you continue like this, sun goes to the topmost band, that is July. So here, these people will have 24 hours day, here 24 hours night, here 12 hours day and 12 hours night. Again, after 3 months, sun will come here. So again, 12 hours day, 12 hours night everywhere. And after 3 months, sun comes back to the original position, that is Makar Sankranti, again the original situation. So this is how the sun goes up and down, that causes the change in our day and night. And this also explains about the change in seasons. When sun is below, these people experience summer, these people experience winter. When sun is above, these people will experience winter, these people will experience summer, like that. Wherever sun is close to them, they experience summer that time. So this is how intermediate position is shown here. So now, end of Dakshinayana. So here you see, this is how Uttarayana in between to the end of Dakshinayana, like that. Same things, a little bit shown again. Yeah, their path is not exactly straight line. So when it is going, he goes through like this and enters like this, again comes back like this. It forms an 8 kind of shape. That in the science they call it as analemma. That is called as analemma in science. So now we see how sun is going in a year. So when he is in the January month, it is like this. So when he gradually goes to April, it is like this. When he grows to June, it is like this. Comes back. This is how the sun's path is indicated. This is the path in which the sun travels. So this is how he travels all the, this is the, when sun entering into Maka Makara, then gradually goes to Kumbha, Meena, Mesha, Vrishabha, Mithuna, and then enters into Karka, Simha, Kanya, Tula, Vrishika, Dhanu, again comes back here. This is how sun is gradually going upward and also coming inside. You can see he is also coming inside. Whatever is explained in various Puranas and Bhagavatam can be understood from this image. So we can see the time stamp in the world, how it is there. This is what is given in Google. And the line of equator, Singapore, which is at 1 degree latitude, in the month of June, the sunrise happens at 7 a.m., sunset happens at 7:10 p.m. There is a 12 hours, 10 minutes daytime. In the month of September, 12 hours, 6 minutes. In the month of December, 12 hours, 2 minutes. In the month of March, 12 hours, 7 minutes. That means throughout the year, they experience 12 hours daytime, 12 hours nighttime. If you go a little bit above, that is Bombay, which is at 20 degrees latitude. So in the month of June, what happens in Bombay? At 6 a.m. sunrise, at 7:20 sunset. That is 13 hours, 16 minutes is the daytime. And in the month of September, 6:30 daytime is sunrise, 8:30 sunset, 12 hours exactly. 12 hours is the daytime. Here it is, in the month of December, 7 is the sunrise and 6 is the sunset. It's only 11 hours. In the month of March, 6:30 the sun's rise, 8:50 the sunset. This is 12 hours 20 minutes is the. You see, this is 12 hours, this is 12 hours. This became in the month of December, January it became 11 hours. In the month of June, July it became 14 hours, 13 to 14 hours. That is how we experience. If you go a little further, Greenland. In the month of June it is 24 hours daytime. In the month of December, 0 hours daytime. In the month of September, 11 hours and here 15 hours. When you come down, Cape Town. This is minus 35 degrees latitude, 10 hours daytime in June, 12 and a half hours daytime in September, 14 and a half daytime in December, 12 hours in March. So March and September, these are line of equator, almost equal hour, 12 hours of daytime and night time, but other two extremes, January and June, you see, opposite exactly. You take Bahia, which is minus 40 degrees, 9.5 hours, 14.5 hours here, like, changing. If you go to southernmost point, Cape Horn, this is the southernmost point of the South America, 7 hours daytime here, 17, 18 hours daytime here. So that is how things are varying in the entire globe. So now the last phenomena. So what happened in India? This is for India. India is somewhere here. In the month of May, sun is going like this and entering like this. Sun is here in the month of May, June. That is when we experience intense summer. So sun goes all the way up to July here and comes back again in the month of October. He is overhead of India. That time also we experience October heat, but that will be less than May heat, that because sun is far. Similarly, in the southern side, in the month of February, in the month of November, December, Australia experience it as summer. But after this one, again when it is going back in the reverse order, in the February again they experience heat, but that is not like summer heat, that is less heat. This can be extrapolated for any point in the globe. So science says that sun, you can see, this is how sun is moving around. Here January is close to line of Capricorn. In April and October, close to line of equator. In July, it is close to line of Cancer. So this is how science says. Earth is 23 degrees tilted. That's why it is happening like that, they say. This is explained in Bhagavatam, like sun is going upward and inside, like that. So this is how they explain the seasons. Now, eclipses. How eclipses are forming. The same explanation why how Rahu came in between and caused disunion between. So this is sun, this is moon, and here is the earth. So that is explained here. Now in next image you see. So when sun, earth and moon comes in the same line, and also Rahu comes, that causes lunar eclipse. Without Rahu is the understanding of science, with Rahu is the understanding of scriptures. Here Rahu is coming in between moon and earth. So whatever sunlight is going to the moon on the Purnami night, we see the full moon. That is blocked by Rahu for one Murta. That is called eclipse. The Rahu comes in between earth and moon. That's how the moonlight is blocked, which is coming to the earth. So on the Amavasya day, when sun is here, moon is here, Rahu comes in between moon and earth. Rahu or Ketu, whichever. That causes solar eclipse. Because of Rahu, for some time we don't see the sun. Without Rahu, science says, whatever science says. With Rahu, with the scriptures. Yeah.
If this Rahu will be not there, then it, sun eclipse will not happen?
I don't know. So scriptures say that because of Rahu, eclipse is happening.
The moon size is very less?
That it is less. Yeah.
So if the moonlight is getting blocked, so what science is because of what?
What science is, I don't know, Prabhu.
Okay.
You please read scientific books. So this is the understanding of the scriptures. Even the Madhva scholars in the Bhugola Varnam, they say that it actually, Rahu is not coming in between moon and earth. What Rahu is doing, whatever the rays of the sun or moon which are coming to the earth, which are actually creating auspiciousness on the planet earth, they are blocked by Rahu's mystic power. And Rahu himself projects his own evil influences on the planet earth. So because of that, whatever we do during the eclipse time, that is considered inauspicious. So we were told during that time not to cook, not to do anything, and stay in the home and chant Lord's holy names. Even when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was about to appear, that time eclipse happened. All the people came to Ganges and taking bath and chanting Lord's holy names. That is how it is said. That's why we generally observe that after the eclipse is over, our household people take bath, then they start cooking again, then we honor that new prasad. We don't honor what was cooked before because of that reason. So for that one murta or two murta time, Rahu actually sends his own bad influence on the planet earth. He stops the good influence of sun or moon during that time. That is how the eclipse affects people on Earth. So, when eclipse can happen, some little calculations. One lunar month happens after every 29.6 days. Six lunar months happens after every 177.56 days. So, 12 months happens after every 355 days. So, eclipse may come after every sixth lunar month. That means after 177 days, an eclipse can form. Because one due to Rahu, after 6 months due to Ketu. So, sometimes it is after 5th or 7th month due to an extra month. Sometimes there is an extra month. Because of that reason, there will be an eclipse after 5 months only. Or there will be an eclipse after 7 months only. Because of the eclipse. Because of the extra month. So, sometimes in 2 subsequent months, because Rahu is moving very slowly, eclipse can happen now on this Amavasya. And again, next Amavasya also one more eclipse can happen. Because Rahu does not move far. He is going very little distance. So, 2 subsequent months also there can be an eclipse. 2 partial eclipses. 2 eclipses but partial. Thoda. Full eclipse, partial eclipse can happen. Thus, there can be 5 eclipses in a year. At max, 6 months later. At the beginning of the year, 5 months, 6 months and then 12th month. Like that, there could be 5 eclipses in a year. So, these are the some dates, the predicted dates for the eclipses. These are like 2012-13. Yeah, here you see. In the year 2016, when there was the lunar eclipse? Where are the cursor? 2016. So, in 2017 also, 10th or 11th February, there will be a lunar eclipse. Very soon it is going to come. 10th or 11th February, there will be an eclipse. Lunar eclipse. And then again, 7th August, there will be another eclipse after 6 months. February to August is 6 months, na? There will be another eclipse. And then again after 6 months in 31st January, there will be another eclipse. Okay? So, just calculate the number of days difference from year to year. 10th February to 31st January, how many days? 10th February to 31st January. 355 days, na? 10 days difference. 31st January to 10th February, how many days? 10 days difference. So, we said 12 lunar months comes after every 355 days. In that way, we can understand. Even this also, you see. 7th August to 10th February, how many days? 10th February to 7th August. 177 days. That is how it is calculated. So, here you see solar eclipse. When is going to come? 26th February, there will be a solar eclipse. Here, 11th February, there is a lunar eclipse. And after 15 days, 11 plus 15, 26th February, there will be a solar eclipse. So, within 15 days, there could be a lunar eclipse and solar eclipse immediately. Because Rahu Ketu, yesterday we showed in the model, na? In 15 days, moon goes on the other side, there will be a lunar eclipse. So, that can be possible. So, again in the 21st August, the 7th August and 15 plus 7, 22 or 21 August, again there will be a total eclipse. So, yes. Like that, these are the probable dates for the eclipses.
Just one question, Ru. The moonlight is coming on the one half of the Earth. Which is blocked by Rahu. Correct. So the other half, there is no inauspiciousness, right? I mean,
no. Wherever the eclipse happens, that portion only they observe this vrata. For example, we said that lunar eclipse happens in the night. Okay. The eclipse happening in just above the overhead of India, we observe that vrata whatever. But if it is happening in America, we don't have to follow that. If okay. The eclipse is happening above America, we don't have to follow that. If it is happening in India, surrounding India only, we have to follow that.
So, these dates are only for India? I mean.
No. On this day, where it happening, I don't know. But on this day, anywhere it can happen eclipse.
Okay, anywhere.
Whether it may be America, it may be Africa, it may be Japan, it may be India. On this day, eclipse happens. Where it happens, we don't know. Anywhere it can happen. Wherever the sun and moon and Rahu comes in the same straight line, that time it will happen. So, these are again future years. So, just the way we have spoken yesterday, the purpose of speaking all these things, understanding all these things, just to be careful ourselves, and we should know what to perform at what time, what not to perform at what time, and we should understand what is happening around. So, SMY Shroyamanayam Krishna Paramapurushe Bhakti Rutpadate Pumsha Shoka Moha Bayapaha Janma Karma Chamedivyam Evam Yovetatta Takta Dehapunar Janma Naiti Mahamedi So Arjuna. So, whatever our study should lead to this end. If that leads to that end, that will be beneficial. So mayam varnayatamusha ishvarasya anumodata shrunvato shraddaya nityam maya atma nuhyati. By constantly studying about mayas, potencies, lots maya material energy in this world, we will be careful about maya and we will be saved from maya's influence. That is what Brahmaji speaks to Narada Muni at the conclusion of his discussion in second canto. So another thing is that generally we see the words of the scriptures through our experience in this world. So when we read something in the book, we generally relate it to our experience. So whether it is matching to our experience or not. We want to understand scripture through our experience. Instead, from now on, let us try to experience the world through the words of the scriptures. So instead of just going based on our experiences, we have to see the scriptures and see the world through the light of the scriptures. So that should be. So these are some slides. So we'll see this one here, how the eclipse is happening, we see. Solar eclipse. See here, Proji. Sun is here, moon is here, Ketu is here. That's why there could be a solar eclipse. Yes? Huh? This is happening in 177.56 days. So now what I'll do? I'll make it 0. So at 0th day there is an eclipse. Sun is here, moon is here, Rahu is here, and planet Earth is here. This is a perfect eclipse. After 177 days, there is a possibility of another eclipse. Okay? Because of Ketu. Then after 355 days, there is a possibility of another eclipse due to Rahu again. In 355 days, Sun has made this much revolution and Rahu has made only this much revolution. That's why again Rahu again comes back to same position. So again after 503 days, there is a possibility of a partial eclipse. May not be. Ketu is gone a little bit ahead. And here also there is a partial eclipse. Rahu comes a little bit on the same line. Then we, if you go ahead, so here there could be little bigger eclipse. If you go ahead, here there is a full eclipse. Sun, Moon, Rahu and Earth, both all are in the same line. This is a full eclipse. This is how after every certain number of days, 6 months, 6 months, 6 months, we can have an eclipse. Yeah. Similarly, a lunar eclipse also can be experienced. So this is the starting point when -14.769 days. Initial position is here, na? I took it 15 days behind. So Rahu is here, Sun is here, there is Moon. So because of Ketu, there could be a small partial eclipse. May not be full eclipse, but partial eclipse. So here also, Rahu is here, Moon is here, Sun is here. There could be partial eclipse. So now, Moon is here, Ketu is here, there could be partial eclipse. So now there is a full eclipse. Sun is here, Rahu is here, Moon is here. Ketu, that is other side. This is happens only in the night time. Moon lunar eclipse happens only in the night time. This side people only experience eclipse. Yeah, this side only they experience the eclipse. Because of Rahu, there will be a full eclipse. Here you see another eclipse like that. So this is about the eclipse, how eclipse can happen and all. So now something about Uttarayana and Dakshinayana. Is it clear? Able to see? So now you see how it is? This is the time wheel. Slanted, na? Starting here and going all the way up to here. Sun gradually every 6 months goes upward and comes downward. So here you see, Sun is going upward. This is the front view actually. Sun is going upward. This is July. Again coming to the line of equator kind of thing. This is October. This is January, Makara. This is again April. This is how Sun is going above and below. So now we see with respect, I have fixed time wheel. Sun is going above and again coming down and again, this is January, he again goes upward. This is how it happens. And if you want to see the orbits, how exactly Sun's orbits are there throughout the year. So now, for every month one orbit is there. In the month of April, Sun moves here in the middle portion. After 1 month, he goes ahead, he went ahead a little bit above. Like that. After 3 months, he is almost on the peak, topmost side. Next month, again, he comes down. See, Sun is coming down. Here, he is moving in a circular orbit. So now he comes to bottommost point, Makara. Now he is in the bottommost point.
So like that, sun's orbit is circular, but every day is gradually going upward. After 6 months, again, gradually coming down. That is how Trayana Dakshinayana happens. Yeah, this is the last month. He comes back to the original position. Okay, this is how we can see Uttarayana Dakshinayana. Now the last one, maybe another, I will not take much of your time, maybe 5 minutes. So, we have so many things according to Bhagavatam. But how to reconcile with science, modern science? How to understand whether it is the same as modern science? So, one video, where is that?
In the Vedic geocentric model, the sun, planets and constellations. Now let's look at the workings of our solar system. The mainstream scientific notion has been to portray the solar system as heliocentric or sun-centered. In the Vedic geocentric model, the sun, planets and constellations revolve around the Earth in an approximately 24-hour period. What may surprise many is that a geocentric or Earth-centered model is also capable of explaining the cosmic phenomenon with equal, if not better, accuracy, as is confirmed by many eminent scientists.
Either CS could be used with equal justification. The two sentences, the sun is at rest and the earth moves, or the sun moves and the earth is at rest, would simply mean two different conventions concerning two different CS. We know that the difference between a heliocentric theory and a geocentric theory is one of relative motion only, and that such a difference has no physical significance. Obviously, it matters little if we think of the Earth as turning about on its axis, or if we view it at rest while the fixed stars revolve around it. Geometrically, these are exactly the same case of a relative rotation of the Earth and the fixed stars with respect to one another.
Although the heliocentric model has been widely propagated, it has never been proven.
There is no planetary observation by which we on Earth can prove that the Earth is moving in an orbit around the Sun.
So some scientists, even now also, they accept that the heliocentric model is not completely proven. It is just an observation and it is just a hypothesis. So it can also be seen as a geocentric model. What is Bhagavatam understanding? So now, again, there is one more video. This talks about the year.
The Earth's axis of rotation, or the wobble effect. Let's begin by talking about the Earth's axis. The Earth rotates on an axis. The axis is tilted at an angle of 23.5 degrees. The Earth rotates around its axis once a day. The tilt of the axis affects when seasons occur. When the axis tilts toward the sun, the northern hemisphere experiences summer, while the southern hemisphere experiences winter. In half a year, the Earth will revolve elliptically, counterclockwise around the sun, while the axis stays tilted at 23.5 degrees. When the axis tilts away from the sun, the northern hemisphere then experiences winter, and the southern hemisphere experiences summer. The axis of rotation, also known as the wobble effect.
Okay, the same thing we'll try to see in this. Okay, is it visible? Letters are able to read? What I can do? It is
okay,
like that.
Okay. Yes.
It is like that only. So, this is what we have seen till now. This is Sun, Rahu, Ketu, Moon. So this is Earth, this is Sun, Mercury, Venus, Mars, this is Jupiter and this is Saturn. And when we translate this into heliocentric model, Sun is here, Earth is here, Moon is here. You see, Earth is here, Moon is here, Sun is here. Same way it is going. Sun is here. Earth is here, Moon is here, Sun is here, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter. This is the last orbit, is Saturn orbit. So, a day, what exactly happens in a day? You just see.
Here all the planets are moving around. Here none of them are moving around. Only this planet Earth is moving around. According to science, in a day Earth moves around its own orbit, one complete round. So that is what is shown here. You see this dotted line, it is moving around. Okay, so initially Earth was here, all the planets moved around. Here if you see, the Earth is here, Earth making one round in a different direction. If you fix Earth, rest all supposed to move in the opposite direction. Earth is moving like this, counterclockwise. If you keep Earth fixed, all the other planets supposed to move in clockwise direction. That is the only difference in science and Bhagavatam understanding. They say Earth is moving, we say Earth is fixed, and rest all are moving around it. And then, so then, in a month, what exactly happens? How things are moving? See, here Earth is here. The sun is moving on the ecliptic. This time wheel is going from Mesha to Vrishabha. Here you see, along with the Earth, the whole time wheel is gradually moving downward. So you see, Earth is here, sun is here, Earth is here, sun is here, like that. So in the Bhagavatam, it is said that the both Venus and Mercury, along with the Sun, they move over the zodiac belt for 1 year. They cover the zodiac belt for 1 year. So they have their own independent orbit. And in the orbit also they are moving. And they are moving. For example, you see here. The Mercury, it is moving on its own orbit. And Venus is also moving on its own orbit. And they are both are moving along with the sun and the zodiac belt. Here, Jupiter and Saturn also, they have their own individual orbits. They are moving in those orbits and moving on the zodiac belt. So this is how they are moving. This is the understanding of Bhagavatam and Surya Siddhanta. When we combine the information of Surya Siddhanta and Bhagavatam, this is how it comes. The geocentric Bhagavatam understanding of all the orbits is like this. The heliocentric understanding of those orbits is like this, what is shown here. For here, everything is around Sun. Sun is center, the Mercury and Venus, planet Earth, Jupiter, Mars, Saturn, they are all moving around Sun. When you translate that into this model, it becomes like that. The individual planets also have a small orbit around itself. And they are moving on a bigger orbit, which is around zodiac belt. Thoda complex dikhta hai, but this is how the actual they are moving in the space. So aur kuch Jupiter laga to. So this is how they are moving. Jupiter dekho, in its own orbit is moving, and also moving around. So it is also shown here that how their orbits look like. Individually, if you take their orbits, so this is the orbit of Sun ka to regular rehta hai. So yeah, one is Mercury and one is Venus. This is the orbit of Mercury, this is the orbit of Venus. And if you take up outer orbits, the red one is the orbit of Mars, it comes inside and goes ahead. This is the orbit of Jupiter, the outer one is the orbit of Saturn. This is how they travel in their given orbits. And if you take right angle without orbits, you see this. So this is to understand how what is this, that Uttarayana and Dakshinayana are happening. Sun. Sun is going upward on the time wheel and sun comes down. When the sun is coming down, the earth, how it is changing the shadow. You just compare this to this. Whatever science is telling, this is happening in Bhagavatam understanding also. I'll do once again. This is the earth is tilting around its. Here North Pole is bright. Here also North Pole is bright.
Here it is fully covered. Here also it is fully covered. Here you see, South Pole is bright. Here also South Pole is bright. So these are few things we can understand. We can correlate this scientific model to the Bhagavata model. So how they look like both. We can explain whatever they are explaining also in terms of Bhagavatam numbers. How day and night is happening, how month is happening, how years are happening, whatever they say, everything can be reconciled with Bhagavatam. So now it is 1 o'clock. These are few things which I wanted to share with you. Thank you very much.